Jesus told a story. A man had an estate that he wanted to pass on to his two boys. The younger one, tired of all the rules, regs, and hard work, wanted his part now. He would hit the road and his worries would be over. Yeah, right. Dad knew what was going to happen. The inheritance would go up in smoke, but it would be worth it if life's lessons were learned. The boy was off, free at last. Funny how friends come from nowhere when you have money. Soon the inheritance was squandered through wine, women, and song, and friends evaporated with the morning mist. About the same time, a famine hit, and he found a job with a hog breeder. He got so hungry, he felt like eating what the pigs ate. Finally, the Bible says he came to his senses. Maybe there's a parent out there listening whose child left on bad terms. Unless they're minors, the best decision to come home is the one they make themselves. But you can pray for them, and somebody from heaven will be by their side. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, Friday, January 3rd, 2025. Today, I guess I would phrase this program as blocks of thought. A thought here, a thought there, piecing these together and building something. And to begin the second hour, in the corporations, with governments, people that are successful in business, to be successful, they need to have vision. They have to see have a view of the field that they're in. If you're in, let's say, manufacturing cars and vehicles, or in, I'm trying to think of an example, many examples. If you're going to start a business in, let's say, one of the trades, plumbing, you should know what your expertise is going to be. It can be general, covering all things. It can be specialized, who you're going to target. And I had a company and I targeted the wealthy and they needed the services that I provided. And the services were to attorneys, doctors, to universities, CU, to moving companies, people that were wealthy. They had, and I don't want to tell you what it was because I still own the business. I don't work the business, but it's still my business. So you have to have a view, a vision of what you do, what your expertise is, and then target your clientele. Corporations, they presently, the future is so unstable that they are not sure, they are limited in vision, in the view of the future. Christ, they can assume that China, for example, use them as an example, Xi Jinping. China has a plan on their 100-year anniversary in 2048 or 2049. Their vision is to rule the world. They are working on that vision. They are in pretty much most of South America, South Africa, Central Africa. They're working on that vision. And they feel that they're going to accomplish that plan, and they will be the hegemonic ruler of the world by 2049. America, our vision is now, because of a threat from the multipolar world countries, America has increased, accelerated its plan for world hegemony. You can control the world if there are fewer people. So you eliminate the mass, as many half of the world's population. This way you don't have, you have less, it's much easier to control 3 billion than 7 or 8 billion. Reagan, he knew that by destroying the Petco was it, what was it, the Air Traffic Controllers Union. He destroyed that union, and he allowed the corporations to consolidate 75 airlines into 20 airlines. It's easier for the government to control 20 rather than 70 major airlines. The principle. So you get rid of as many people as possible, and it's much easier to rule the world. So America's vision is accelerate the plans for new world ownership, world hegemony. Vladimir Putin has introduced the plan in the other multipolar countries to work together as countries in their currencies, trade, manufacturing, and begin to isolate the United States. And they're doing it. This is vision. And the individual that had the vision, Vladimir Putin. In the West, those that had the vision were the Rockefeller family. Their vision of world hegemony began with the Bolshevik Revolution, working with England, Lenin, bringing about that rebellion in Russia. Destroy Russia is the plan. World War I, you break Europe apart. You don't allow Germany to... Germany, these people are brilliant. They are just powerful people. Destroy Germany. Get the nations in Europe to engage in the war. Profit from the war. It's a devised, brilliant plan, and it has worked. But now, the vision, they don't have the vision. They're not able to see clearly into the future. So now things are opaque. Things are not clear. And this is what Jesus Christ said would happen. Things would be unclear.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
We've never seen the ambition of the nations like we see presently. Everybody wants to rule the world. Islam wants to rule the world. China. The United States. The European nations, they've gone through their attempts. The British no longer care to rule the world. The British have to work with the United States. Now, then you have, I'm not even mentioning the religions of the world, which would be Islam and mainstream Christianity, or in America, it'd be evangelical Christianity. There's a plan in place to rule the world, a theocracy. Then you have the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, through the Pope, they've for centuries have always looked for ways to rule the world economically through the power of religion. And it to a great degree has been effective. But now Rome wants to rule the coming Antichrist religion, and the Pope and many within the Catholic Church in the dark side, in the Jesuit side, want to rule the world through the coming religion. And this new religion will be tied into the Antichrist. So this is complicated. There are many pieces to what is happening presently in the world, and Christ has addressed every one of them, every single piece, through his apostles, through his prophets in the Old Testament, through his own vision that he gave John in the book of Revelation. The vision of the family that rules the world presently, or the Western world, the Rockefeller vision, they are moving as quickly as possible. They are trying to accelerate their plans for world hegemony because they have a competition, the multipolar world countries, through the BRICS network, Vladimir Putin. Putin has the vision. And this year, Russia is going to cease to exist as a superpower. Later in the year, in the summer, Russia is going to be forced with her armies into the Middle East. I address this pretty much every day. Redundancy. China, Turkey, armies, Iran. Everyone wants to know what Iran is going to do. Iran cannot do anything by themselves. They must work with Russia and Turkey, Ethiopia, and Libya out of North Africa. But they will fail. They're going to move in their armies into Jordan, the nation of Jordan, which will be owned by Israel here shortly. Israel is going to take over the real estate of present-day Jordan. The conflict is going to take place in the countryside in present-day Jordan. And these armies are going to... the soldiers are going to die on the battlefield. Their plan is going to fail. And this is going to be this year. But in the meantime, the West, the United States, the present administration has done everything possible to destroy Russia. The Biden administration, going back to the Obama administration, even before Obama took office. The plan was to destroy Russia. Vladimir Putin knew this was the objective. He was hoping it would, that he could reason with the West. And he wanted to work out a deal where they could go ahead and we, together with the Russian government, could begin to disassemble the nuclear program and all the nuclear capabilities in Russia and the bioweapons, that aspect of the Russian military, to go ahead and do away with the biolabs. But it just didn't work. And Vladimir Putin assumed he could work with the West, but nuh-uh. You can't work with a snake. You're going to get bit. And he did get bit. So what did he do? He began to work with other nations that were not developing. China is not a developing nation. India is not a developing nation. Brazil is not developing. They're developed. The areas in South Africa, they are nations that have developed. These nations can stand on their own. They have economies that are great, thriving economies, even though they may have political trouble. They're still great economies. And I go back to Brazil, is the center, you might say, is the Germany of South Africa. And in South America. South Africa, you have the government down there. It is the Germany of Africa. The other nations to the north, these nations are in war. They're it's chaos. China is, you might say, helping these other nations, and even with security. But okay. Putin, Vladimir Putin, has about another 9 months to get his, to gather or to plan to relocate his military out of Russia through, I think he's going to have to come down through Syria or through Iran into present-day Jordan. But Turkey, at the same time, with what has happened in Syria, Turkey is realizing that the United States, we have begun to move to bring weapons out of Iraq, out of Baghdad, out of our control center on our embassy. We're moving weapons into Syria because we plan to stay. This is pushing Russia to finish what's happening in Ukraine, to put an end to Ukraine, and then focus on bringing the army and the weapons south. I am hoping that this wouldn't happen till the following summer, the summer of 2026. I'm really hoping that in God's prophecies concerning Russia, that Russia stays north, they don't bring the armies with Turkey and Iran south for at least a year, 2 years, 22 months, 21 months out. I just now, as I look at the conflict, the way things that are escalating, Israel is going to wrap up this war in the conflict in the Middle East. Israel is moving quickly. This has, the United States is nervous about it. The Islamic nations, armies, they're very nervous. Saudi Arabia is, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, these people are nervous because Israel has, in spite of setbacks, they have a momentum that is going to just continue. As long as they have weapons, as long as America supplies the weapons needed, Israel is just going to continue to, you might say, be victorious. Their campaigns are going to be successful. They're being successful once again in the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza area. The campaign is being successful in the West Bank. Even in the West Bank, you have, out of Qatar, you have the Jazeera News in the West Bank. Jazeera is using their propaganda to stir up conflict and strife in the West Bank. So what did they do? The PLO, I guess you call it, in the West Bank, they stopped Jazeera's papers from coming in because they're causing strife within the West Bank with the leader, I can't think of his name right now, Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas. He has said no more news coming out of Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is pushing the caliphate to take action against Israel, pushing the caliphate to, even if the terrorists in the West Bank don't engage with Israel, well then Al Jazeera is going to cause problems, and they're doing that. This war in the Syria, the United States has made it clear, we're not going to just assist in Ukraine. Now we're going to start to send billions of dollars and weapons into Syria, because this government, not the Trump, not the coming administration, but the present administration and the War Department, they realize we, America, and the Rockefeller family, and the people that are in the Rockefeller strategies, realize this is the time for American forces to take even, to entrench themselves even more deeply in Syria, because Syria is going to be the coming battlefield. Here probably the next 3-4 months or sooner. I'll continue in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank, The bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Vladimir Putin is doing everything possible to not be forced to move Russia's army south. He's not going to be successful. Russia's going to be forced to move south. Turkey is going to also move too. There are different families and regions within Turkey. There's four different separate groups, I think. And maybe even some forces, military forces from up north, possibly even the Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is in a strait. Russia is hoping that they won't be forced in a new military operation in the Middle East. Iran, presently, because of Bashar al-Assad. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about Assad. Yesterday, a couple of days ago, he was poisoned. There was an assassination attempt on Bashar al-Assad in Russia. He's recovering, but there was an attempt to poison him. The Assad family, they may return to Syria. I don't know, in the future, possibly. Vladimir Putin, we are, when Russia's military comes south, Putin is going to be the president of Russia that gives those orders. And I think Benjamin Netanyahu is still going to be the prime minister of the nation of Israel. I'll address something as a side note with the matter of the Zionist movement. I call them the Zionists that are not Zionists, the Zionists that are of the Church of Satan, the synagogue of Satan. This is a plan of the New World Order families to set up this coming global center of the New World Order in Jerusalem. And the nation of Israel when Christ came, the people that followed him at that time, even the disciples, thought that Christ was coming to set up the kingdom that was promised to King David, that there would be a kingdom, and that kingdom would be the center kingdom of the world. And they thought that Christ, when it came the first time, that he was coming to set up that kingdom. He wasn't. The Jewish people in the thinking, Netanyahu, the religious world, they're aware of the prophecies about Israel eventually being the center, a global center of power in the world. And so I believe that the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the people out of in the Europe that believe they are descendants of Christ, they believe that they're going to be the individuals that the promises that King David was given about setting up a global kingdom, or not the kingdom internationally, they feel they're the ones that are going to be the leaders of that coming kingdom. And these are the Zionists that we hear about. And within the Israeli government, you do have those people that believe that this is the way in which they're going to rule the world, through this Rockefeller, Rothschild, Zionist movement with the Khazarian Jews. It's very complicated. It's understandable. But there are pieces that can be isolated so you see things a little more clearly. You can break things apart. We can. And I think that this is what some in Israel believe is going to happen, and this is why they're involved with working with the United States in this global order. They're mistaken, totally mistaken. In Israel, there are these individuals, Jewish people, that are truly of the lineage of Abraham, of Joseph, of Abraham to Isaac and Joseph. They have to be protected. They have to be protected from the philosophy of this errant Zionism that doesn't exist. But people are making a mistake by putting anybody that feels that Israel, the land of Israel, belongs to the Jewish people, and the temple belongs to the Jewish people, that these people are Zionists, and that they are all, some people even believe there are no Jews, that the Jews do no longer exist. But anyhow, the Jerusalem is going to be the center of this new global order. This is what is being pushed here in the United States, and will be pushed eventually when Barack Obama returns to power. He will recognize Jerusalem as the center of his power, because he may be the one that's going to declare himself to be God, and he's going to be the one that may declare himself to be worshipped. And that has to be in Israel, in Jerusalem. Whether it is in the actual temple or not, I don't know. I believe it must be. But eventually, the shift of global power for the new religion / political / military rule is going to be Jerusalem. It's going to shift from the United States. And when that shift takes place, the worship is going to return, or is going to be once again centered in Israel, but it's going to be the wrong kind of worship, because this coming Antichrist eventually will declare himself to be God and demand to be worshiped. And you can read about it in Revelation chapter 20, Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13 makes it clear. And the center of the worship will be some kind of a idol worship, some type of avatar that you can actually see, that will actually be visible, that will appear to be Christ, God, or Christ, and it causes all to worship the beast. And we're getting there. We're making progress in this field.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution, what's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio. Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
There's something in the air, and it's called a lie. And we have to get it together and stop believing the lies and desire the truth. The truth is, there will be the world in Jerusalem, the New World Order to come. The Western New World Order will be centered in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the temple. This is the truth. And the Jewish people or the nation of Israel, they have to have a land. They must actually control present-day Israel. They have to, the terrorism within the country has to be, the country has to be secure. The terrorism has to be eliminated. You're going to have spots here and there, but Israel's not going to put up with it. Already, and according to the prophecies in the Bible, Israel is to take over the area that is called the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu gave that away in 2005. And now he's the individual that has been put back in place by God to recover that area, to reclaim the Gaza Strip. Already, Israel is beginning to build in northern Gaza. And this is exactly what they are to do. And eventually, they will begin to build all through the Gaza Strip. Already, the Arab people that were employed by the nation of Israel, that were employed, and they were happy. These Arabs were working. They were getting a paycheck. They were able to have what they wanted. They could buy whatever. Well, because of Hamas, thanks be to Hamas, Hamas destroyed their dreams. And these people now are suffering immensely because of Hamas, the political arm of the Arab people in that area. Well, Israel has been hiring workers from India, and in these workers from India have replaced these Arab people. The Arabs are pretty unhappy, but Israel can't allow them to come back to work because you don't know how radicalized they are. So the Indian people from India are very happy. They are building. They are beginning to turn, you might say, what has been a war zone into now a habitable area. They're going to build apartments, housing, condos, shopping centers. This is exactly what it says in the Bible. And guess what? The world is going to go mad. The world is going to go crazy because Israel is building condominiums, malls, shopping malls, restaurants on the land of the Arab people. Bill Clinton, I was watching him, a clip. Bill Clinton, just in the last three or four months, I forget who was interviewing him, but he said, you know, during the time of Yasser Arafat, during the Clinton administration, Clinton said, I sat down with Arafat and I told Arafat, listen, Israel has agreed to allowing you to use East Jerusalem as your religious center. Israel has allowed to give you 96% of the land in the West Bank. 96% of that land will be given to you. That's 4% of the territory in Israel. You are going to be able to, Israel's going to give it to you. They've agreed to it. And you know what Yasser Arafat said? He said no. Why? Because Arafat knew that if the Palestinian people were appeased, there would be no future finances coming into the region for war, for conflict. There would be no international support to help the poor, poor Arabs in these areas that are under supposed under harsh restrictions by the nation of Israel. So Yasser Arafat knew, if I let the Palestinians have East Jerusalem, they'll be happy. If they get 96% of the West Bank, they can really do well. And Arafat said no. This is the mentality of the leaders in Islam, with all these organizations. It's just like, what would be a good example? I can't think of one. Well, right now, Gaza, this is a money-making, asking all these humanitarian agencies to help support these poor, afflicted people in the Gaza. It's billions of dollars, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are being employed. Like the cancer, that's the one I was thinking of, the cancer industry.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Again, the podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com for both hours. The first hour is archived on americasfreedomnetwork.com. Podcast section, present true site for both websites. In the next 3-4 months, Russia is going to really be pushed. Vladimir Putin, I believe, is America, where our operations in Syria are going to force Russia to Vladimir Putin to take a new direction. And already the HTS, this Al-Julani, Muhammad Al-Julani, he is now basically asking Putin and the Russian military or the government to please, we need your presence in Syria. And why would that be? Because the big threat in Syria to HTS, yes, Israel, but empire, the United States, we're the big threat. Because immediately when this initially, what was it, almost three weeks ago, when overthrow of the Assad regime took place, immediately CIA and American operatives were in Syria, and the objective is to control it and to direct it. Direct it and break the influence of the, to end the influence of Iran and Russia. America thought Turkey would be on board, but Turkey stated, well, America needs to, the Kurds to the north out of Iraq. The Kurds have been a problem in Syria and have been the thorn in Turkey's side. So Turkey wanted, I believe, the U.S. to assist in eliminating this Kurdish conflict. The U.S. always does what's best for the U.S. And the U.S. will work with any side as long as these sides attack each other and we don't have to do the dirty work. What's that song, I'm a fool to do your dirty work? Well, HTS, Julani, he knows that Israel is a threat, but America's the bigger threat. So, that's it for this Friday. Join me on Sunday from 11, I'm sorry, on Sunday from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. May the God of peace be with you tonight and through the weekend. I'll visit Monday.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.